is the Sean Prusks.
Welcome to all this hour here on the Sean Financially Fit Time is Small Business Month. The national manager of 2 Plus coming in with Agarwal. Amazing. For you, if you're an entrepreneur running a small business, you understand is in the lows, price coming up for you. So, but first we've got a little bit of motivation. You've come a long way. Everybody knows about Big Brothers and Big Censorship Program. That Matthew Chater is the of Big Brothers. And when I was asked, I took that opportunity because of the very good work, you do, because I was back in the late 90s.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Start out by saying, baby, that part of the segment becoming probably and they're about allowing gay mentorship program.
Yes.
Which, but this is going back to.
Oh, yeah.
And you were an open. Right. So that's the. That's right now.
Yeah. And it's in the community by a number of people experience where they've come into this organization, wanted to give and was turned away due to the fact that they were gay.
I think it was the year I became a big came to be, but there was an award one night and I was given an award, a community, you might remember. They did an article about this and people were coming up to me all through that this. That you could do well into the almost 2000, that kind of, I wonder how you think that was overcome.
It was by our societal sisters is at a point in time for the last 10 years we've done around who we want and we grow up for 105 years, elements that become deep across the organization on and adjusted diversity and inclusion. And I think I've organization at this point, we're really reflecting on what it means, safe space for young people. What does it mean?
Yeah, that safe space.
Yeah, and great question. And we often mention to the organizers because you see many of them wanting like in those. Mm. But what to sit down with the board of a person or a volunteer does come not further marginalized, providing an experience that they are as an identity. Sure, our board practices are reflecting practices. Our advertising provided a relatively perspective around the years, and that is people of color and indigenous young people looking at how our marketing practices are interview the message that this is a spin and of various ways of so that we can power the potential in young.
Sense, and forgive my wording, opened up a can of worms. Is new considerations. Imagine you mentioned the interviews and whether you're coming in as a, does the youth know that they yet, or are they questioning? But whereas before, back in more black and white, now you've got all, I should have said shades of gray rather than.
Yeah, have like to your point, historically, we recognize the community that's around. If a young person hasn't yet, I might be part of the LGBT, ensure that we're respect of that young person not ready to share family, then that can be.
Or the big sister, who 4 years?
There is no end. We in a minimum of a year.
Yep.
Go well beyond that. And
about 4 years, okay. And it was up to you. They snatched the baby away.
Okay. Interesting. So yeah, so that's, I guess, is solved.
Do you know what else is a side story? To my mother when I came out on the trajectory of all because and this goes back to on the application we have to go through many many steps back and all and they said and I couldn't imagine well because you're not one of the things they asked us who are you out to, we set you up with somebody because that
right.
And there's a potential sometime in outing you. Kind of a huge that had been created, a person or something that. And I was disappointed. I sat on it for a few days and I found that's ridiculous. I mean, I bothered to come out to my mother and that was the reason. For that night.
What was it? So that, because that's a decision with Big Brothers, Big Sisters from you were willing to take that with your mother.
At several points in my life, I had children and not that this is the same, knew that I still know I'd be a good dad. Being a direct comparison to the shit and everything that a parent makes to offer. Mm. And the experience, hanging around, I think 8-year-old and being, helping a kid. Mm-hmm. And for those selfish reasons. And then the application process, there's a great need. Boys and girls without mentor, father, and the overstated
right.
is there. And I thought it was a really, from that conversation, feeling that you just really bothered. No, coming out to my mother because that I would lose the really fun except for that. But I didn't want to rock that, and it didn't do. Mm-hmm. But that of wanting this.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
My face is tingling from
And we're to influence those type of people who want to give you to reach out to your local big. That story and that motivation to be able to share and make that in what it's all about.
Tell us about your end with the mentorship and the ladder and your advice of Big Brothers and now. Yeah. Your experience.
Right. So I back in the and I think many of my motivations that I had aspirations, being a in that time was going to be an opportunity and able to enter my experience toward for and then when come grad school our local org, and because we're once again and a posting for a coordinator. A great way to get back to be able to contribute, and so as opposed to mentoring, but to be able to team of mentors in people. So, and they worked at our number of years, able to fill our London Big Brothers Big Sessional office, overseeing development for, and then transition into this role, president, and so I'm again the unique point in time is in, and in our need to. To that community and that us Canada, and so it bring it to be able to be in this role to see that we're this is to for across Canada is a success. Grow that number tremendously.
Wondering what is it like to be a bit deeply into that with you in the show. Canada talks. I nearly said Canada Trust. Sirius XM 16.
Show with Sean Sirius XM.
Welcome back in conversation with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Canada. There was a few notices across the country lit to honor Big Brother and Big Sister. How did that go?
Marks lit up. We had the Toronto Calgary Reconciliation from Montreal, a number of other. I see purple as well.
Saw that.
Yeah, able to. I think that's we've had lit up purple. Able to what that is and getting the out.
I didn't realize. But when I saw the purpose, when I saw the CN Tower lit up, I thought, yeah. our individual as Big Brother being going to have to be going to hockey kind of thing. And that is not me. I excited when I looked at the application and want a kid who doesn't like sport.
Yeah.
And I got a kid. What about you?
Yeah. For me as well, there were, at that point, I was relatively criteria that I.
How old?
How old was time? Mm. So 19. So my interest. Chris, I sports.
Two gay men. Yeah.
and that like academic a significant interest way. So being present was certainly a relief to know, hey, this is how I could. And I'd say that actors, they and always do a fantastic. And there's a digging that information from the interviews with them. But there's a very natural, a very, very intuitive. There okay. It is. two relationships together. So for myself, interesting, because then when I started spending it was because I kept thinking about what I wanted to be one of my early learnings to like, it's not all about you.
When you realize it's not about it that was experience too.
A really good learning and did a given a job. And so for me to kind of hear to for yourself or support an and let him kind of lead the way, what he wanted from experience.
To the intuitiveness of and my little brother. And I remember he liked mythology. And dinosaurs. And I was a kid, and I love stuff too.
Yes.
And so like sports.
Yeah.
Perfect match. In fact, what Matthew is, I sent a team of a private, and I found my little brother, and he's old face lie. Oh. Not an intern at all. This is Vinash Sharma.
So, meet you.
It's true. I don't
come close to the mic, Vin.
At all. I love mythology. Yeah.
Wow. I have goosebumps still going.
Living in Beirut.
Just east of here.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Not a big bill. Talk a little bit about your talk about ways when your mother was what were your thoughts as a little.
It seemed like a really cool few things that I wasn't previously. A lot of it was getting out, right? being out when I was still very young, and
I remember meeting you. You were something really. Yeah, I remember you at first. For those early days, like for like you said, getting somebody brand new. The concept must be for an.
I didn't really.
You didn't think I was weird?
No, or weird than any. No, I had in regards to because it really opened me up for the future. Example.
Oh God, he was always like this, you know.
It's funny. You sent me, and you definitely sent me to the wrong address.
He was also very. There should be a box on.
No, I love when you took me to the Warhol. Me up to going to different exhibits of art.
What a chic little relationship we had. Okay,
medieval times, evil, right? So, we had pizza.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
Oh, I
remember my reaction. Well, no, they did it 2 years in a row. The Times thing?
The Toronto agency. Ooh. Yeah. I don't believe so.
You looked very pleased.
Well, that was something that was set up, but I think one thing about this is that it's your.
That's right.
And sometimes there would be nothing going on. They put a bit of, and explore this. Bike riding was not.
Oh, I got a lot better at bike riding. Keep up with you at this point, but legs were not as developed as they
were. And you also didn't feel like doing the.
That's true, too.
We're in the trails or whatever. And I want to ask you, what relationship too heavy? But, you know, what it's not right. You might have had the long week. Saturday comes. Anybody, you're like, oh. Anybody sometimes in the morning when you don't got to go out and do it, which is that. Here's that parenting experience, small dose that I've got going on.
The motivation really is that it's a been just me relationship as well. It's a easy door. So challenges, I think knowing and recognizing our young people is and challenging certain of me wanting to support him through some experiencing and thinking about being up for him and his family really alone. How am I going to do the incredible support that was and turning to the professional there to be able to navigate the
boundaries of being when you're overstep business possibly. But I don't think I did, but
we do do mentors around how to be advocates. You recognize within the relationship is developing where it's okay to advocate to and families that are their children in the program is and could be a or that they have to for something that they're denied. But it's recognizing that families work really hard to provide for families work really hard to chart for kids, familial adults, and really important to support young being able to provide that to parents that and getting their kids involved a place of it's hard to reach out.
You know, did you notice this whole time you were talking to you with his girlfriend?
Yes.
best Matthew. Turn your
being a big brother is showing up each day to create the lives of a young person.
A little brother over there, if you're done with
I turned it off, yeah. Really, was having some directly within my family circle that I could talk comfortable with talking to other people about, but all sorts of things.
kidding. All right, best thing for me to see you again.
It is great.
This is great.
Thank you so much for the very good work you do. Look more into Big Brother, Big Sister, they go to?
BigSisters.ca. Encouraging Canadians to volunteer their time or dollars to help us create.
And I'm encouraging you, Canadian, if you're listening to this right now and you're running more, to stay tuned to the Sean Fox Channel 167. We're going to get you Small Business Month here in Al Ramsey and his team on next. Yay!